Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
WQAD Podcast Network.
The Cities with Jim Mertens, a production of WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region, a podcast in partnership with WQAD. What's going on in the Quad Cities? Activities, events, fun, politics, sports, local issues and opinions. And now, your host, Jim Mertens.
I'm Jim Mertens, and this is the Cities Podcast. The $46 billion plan, that's the price tag to the new Illinois state budget that Democrats say has tax cuts and freezes, pays down state debts, and reinvests in state programs. Republicans, though, say it's window dressing in a political year, and real change was put on the shelf once again. We talked with State Senator Wynn Stoller of Peoria, who represents Mercer, Bureau, Knox, and seven other area counties, about what was accomplished and what wasn't this session. The Republicans are really pointing out that all of the tax breaks, all the tax freezes really are kind of because of election year, almost like buying votes.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I'm always in favor of reductions in taxes, but we have to be real honest about what this is. These are election year gimmicks and election year games. These tax increases somehow magically expire right after the election. And, you know, that's just them trying to buy some votes is what I believe. And the way this budget was passed was really kind of despicable. We got the final language of this budget just after midnight. And we had less than 90 minutes to go through 3,467 pages of a budget that spent $46.5 billion. Less than 90 minutes to go through that and vote at 1:30 in the morning. I would suggest to you that that is not the right way for government to behave.
Well, and I would suggest to you, of course, is that the way it's always done? I mean, every yeah. state, it seems to be an 11th hour budget agreement. That's the way legislatures work. I understand that.
You know, but it's not the way it should be done.
I appreciate
we should have
that,
the opportunity to understand what we're voting on, to understand all the provisions in there. Like, for example, there was an increase in the legislators' pay. Now, we do not deserve an increase when we're the citizens of Illinois are struggling with inflation. And yeah, we gave them $50 checks while we gave ourselves $2,800. That's why I was a no vote on that.
Well, let's talk about one of the areas, because priorities are always going to be different between Republicans and Democrats. There's things that I'm sure you agree with in the budget. I know that you would have favored the higher education spending. A lot of more money towards the MAP grants has been a good thing. Prioritizing mental health, also the health care system. All of those things are things that people agree with. To the extent can be argued, but what Republicans are really nailing at right now is the unemployment insurance trust fund that you think that as long as we had the money, we being the state of Illinois, as long as the state of Illinois had the money, that should be paid down right now.
Yeah, that's right. And the tragedy of this is the governor and the legislative Democrats abandoned the negotiations that were going on. And I was actually a part of those negotiations, and they severely shortchanged the amount of money we put in to our unemployment fund. This is the fund, the pot of money that is used to pay unemployment claims. And when doing so, they left a $2 billion hole in it's a loan that we have to the federal government, a $2 billion hole in this fund, our unemployment fund. And the likely result now is potentially the largest increase on employers in our state history and a cut to benefits that people that lose their job and go on unemployment in their time of need, now their benefits are going to be cut. And and you touched on it in your comment there. We had all the money that we needed to solve this problem. We were given $8.1 billion in ARPA funds. Those are the federal bailout money. And we were given all the money we needed, but instead of spending it to solve this problem, the Democrats and the governor spent it on all types of pork projects in Democrat districts, capital projects, things that were completely unrelated to COVID. And this ARPA money, this bailout money, was intended for impacts like COVID, just like the unemployment fund is, and the hole that we have in there. But instead, they spent it on all kinds of other things, and now we're in a severely shortchanged fund. And I would like to add that 32 states, other states, used their ARPA funds to completely solve their deficit in their unemployment trust fund. In fact, we are one of only 9 states left with a loan to the federal government, and it's just tragic that this is continuing, and it could end up in a major tax increase on employers and a benefit cut to unemployed workers.
Well, of course, one of the areas of tax cuts that are popular, of course, would be the fact that you have the temporary tax relief on groceries and on gasoline as well. Republicans are saying that they would like to see an 18 cent per gallon tax cap on fuel taxes and make it permanent rather than short term. My concern, though, is how does that impact infrastructure spending? Because you know so well the bridges and the highways that are under the jurisdiction of the state of Illinois. The infrastructure is so important and has been left crumbling for a while. Is capping the gas tax going to hurt Illinois' ability to rebuild its infrastructure?
You know, actually, the road builders were neutral on this, and this is the reason why. As the cap that we are proposing is related to the sales tax on gas. And as the price of gas goes up, so does that sales tax. And so when this price spikes like it has, we get an extra windfall of additional revenue we were not expecting into our road fund. And actually the sales tax is split between general revenue and the road fund. And because of that, because the road fund would be getting all of the money they were expecting and then some, that's the reason I was happy to co-sponsor that legislation that would have given significantly greater relief at the gas pump than the 2.2 cents delay in the increase that the governor is expected to sign into law. And I'll also add to that you can tell it's an election year because they're requiring gas stations to post a sticker on every gas pump that is touting the delay of the increase of this 2 cent increase in the gas price. And if they do not comply, it's a $500 fine per day on these gas stations. If that's not the definition of an election year gimmick, I don't know what is.
The session is now complete. It's in your rearview mirror. What do you think it was accomplished? What are you proudest of as far as a lawmaker of what came out of Springfield?
Yeah, you know, in a large bill like the budget, there's always some things that I'm frustrated or disagree with, and which is why I was a no. There are some good things, and one of the things I was pleased to see is the additional funding for our higher education. I sit on the higher education committee, and Western Illinois University, for example, received a 5% increase in their operational funds, which is one of the largest increases they've seen in years. And also there's $122 million additional dollars being put towards MAP grants. These are the grants for students to be able to attend college. Now that means these awards are gonna be larger, and there'll be more of them, making college more affordable and more accessible for our students in our state.
And also, I mean, if we're talking about education, not only higher education, but K through 12 education, there were some significant changes that the legislature did there as well, when you're talking about helping with the mental health of teachers even, all the way to making it a little bit easier for districts to get teachers or teachers' aides into the classrooms.
Yeah, and a big part of that is we were able to fully fund the $350 million of the evidence-based funding formula, which is good. You know, one thing I'll touch on with K through 12 education is, you know, the funding side is one thing, but the other side is what we're teaching our kids. And I'm getting increasingly concerned, and I hear from dozens and dozens of parents throughout the district that are concerned about the politics that are infiltrating our classrooms, and they're concerned that we're indoctrinating our kids with, you know, liberal ideology. But really, there shouldn't be any ideology in our classrooms. It should be, let's teach them to be the best at math, best at science, reading and writing. Those are the things we should be focusing on in our classrooms.
Illinois State Senator Wynn Stoller.
Thanks for listening to The Cities with Jim Mertens. And watch The Cities Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoon at 4, and Monday night at 6 on WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region.
WQAD Podcast Network.